I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The uprising against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is in its sixth week. The rebels had been losing ground until March 19th. That's the day the Western-led airstrikes began. Those airstrikes have enabled the rebels to regain control of eastern Libya. They're now streaming west along the main coastal road. The rebels have set their sights on Colonel Gaddafi's hometown, Sirte. The city's about halfway along the coast from the rebel stronghold of Benghazi to the capital, Tripoli. Correspondent Ben Gilbert is in Benghazi. Ben, tell us, first of all, what you've been hearing about the rebels and what they're doing in Sirte or as they approach Sirte.
Well, we just got out of a provisional government, the Eastern government's press conference, and according to them and according to reporters who are on the ground there and reports that we're getting, the rebels have been stopped approximately 20 to 50 miles east of Sirte, and they are stopped just past the town of Ras Lanuf. However, they have taken back most of the major oil facilities in the east, so that's a positive benefit for them. But really, they're back where they were about two weeks ago. This is the same territory where they had been fighting pro-Qaddafi forces at that time.
Now, Sirte is Qaddafi's hometown, but tell us in real terms, is it strategically important or just symbolically important?
It's symbolically important and strategically important. Colonel Gaddafi has a lot of support there. That's where his family is from. That's where he's from. But also, it is about halfway, as you mentioned, to Tripoli. And that means that the rebels need to take that town in order to advance to the next big town, which is actually the only rebel-held town in the west, and it's under fierce attack by Qaddafi's forces, and that's Misrata. And if they can get to Misrata, Tripoli is basically within their sights, but getting through Sirte will be the tough part.
Is there any way to gauge, Ben, what impact the Western airstrikes have had on the rebels' momentum, on their ability to move west from Benghazi towards towns like Sirte and perhaps next Misrata?
Well, I mean, clearly the airstrike saved Benghazi from being overrun. I mean, where I'm standing right now, some colleagues and Libyan friends here pointed out that Colonel Gaddafi's tanks were about a mile and a half away from where I'm standing right now in the city. I've also been shown some video footage of the rebels fighting the tanks as they actually came into the city. So, I mean, and the Western airstrikes commenced basically at that point and helped to drive Gaddafi's forces back. And since then, they've just been pummeling them. A couple days ago, when the rebels advanced to Ajdabiya, the next big town kind of south of Benghazi, it was clearly in large part due to those airstrikes, able to hit Gaddafi's armor and artillery, which had been keeping the rebels back and helping the Gaddafi forces advance on them. It was the airstrikes that helped to destroy those Gaddafi vehicles in the open desert.
And how does the rebels' momentum translate into, you know, for all those rebels and the transitional government members hunkered down in Benghazi? Is it helping their morale?
Yes, the morale is much higher here. I mean, last night, whether it was propaganda or misinformation or a misunderstanding, about 4 o'clock in the morning, the city was basically woke up by machine gun fire and large explosions. It was not the fifth column. It was not Gaddafi sleeper cells. It was a celebratory fire and about 2 or 3 hours of it, because there were reports that Sirte had actually fallen. Now, those reports have proven to be false, but and whether or not that was intended to try to get people in the West to rise up against Gaddafi is another question. But clearly the rebels feel like that they now have a new momentum in their fight with Colonel Gaddafi.
And finally, Ben, is there any evidence from what you're hearing that former Gaddafi loyalists in Sirte may be defecting to the rebel side?
No, I don't have any information on that. Here in Benghazi, the provisional government here has been encouraging. They reiterated their encouragement today for Gaddafi loyalists and inner circle types to switch sides and turn on Colonel Gaddafi. But that's all that we've heard about that here.
Correspondent Ben Gilbert in Benghazi, the rebel stronghold in eastern Libya. Thanks very much, Ben.
Thank you.